This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A woman suspected of sending an envelope containing the poison ricin, which was addressed to the White House, has been arrested at the New York-Canada border. That is according to three law enforcement officials who spoke to the Associated Press on Sunday. The officials say the woman was taken into custody by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers and is expected to face federal charges. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have said the letter appeared to have originated in Canada. Officials say it was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and President Donald Trump. Republican efforts to fill Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat after her death are likely to move swiftly this week, with President Donald Trump possibly nominating a replacement, within days and GOP senators hoping to jumpstart the confirmation process. Ginsburg's death in late September of an election year puts the Senate in uncharted political terrain. Mr. Trump has urged the Republican-run Senate to consider the nomination without delay, but has not said whether he would push for a confirmation vote before Election Day. There is a significant risk and uncertainty ahead for both parties. Tropical Storm Beta was expected this week to bring heavy rainfall to parts of the upper Texas Gulf Coast and Louisiana, adding to the stress and worry residents and officials have already dealt with during a very busy hurricane season. The National Weather Service said Sunday while Beta could bring up to 20 inches of rain in some areas of Texas and Louisiana over the next several days, it was no longer expected to reach hurricane intensity. First rain bands from Beta reached the Texas coast on Sunday, but the heaviest rain was not expected to occur until Monday into Tuesday. If Beta makes landfall, it will be the ninth named storm to hit the continental U.S. in 2020. This